What's up, everybody? Tyler Lockamy here, the Hollywood is Dead podcast, bringing you another episode. It's been too long. I mean, what the hell, man? What is up? God, it's a beautiful, kind of a deceptive spring day today in Northern California. I'm in the shed, which is my office, in my backyard. Got the doors open, got the sun shining through, got a nice little cool breeze. It's a beautiful day. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty dang good. Got a lot going on. Got some more theater. I left you all as I was preparing for The Elephant Man, play at Axiom Repertory Theater. And I told you that I would take you along on the journey, and I did not. The reason I did not was because a few things. That play, man, I hadn't done a drama, like a straight drama, in quite a while, and it totally consumed my brain power. I've not invested myself in a character like that for a very long time. And I really do feel like I got it, you know, like I truly understood what Frederick Treves, my character, was going through in pretty much every moment of that play. And it was, the writing is, it's almost Shakespearean. So there was a lot of, you know, like, what does this mean? What does this mean? There were just multiple, like the whole thing was just like this kind of like, what is going through this man's head? And I was able to crack the code, and I'm not going to lie. It felt really good. Felt really, really, really good. There was a moment at the end of the play where in the script, it says, Treves weeps. And as any actor, you're just like, oh my God. Like, I can't fake it, you know? Like, I've got to understand what is going through this man's head in that moment to make him weep. And that sounds like, if you're an actor out there, obviously, right? Like, we have to know why he's sad. But I didn't want to just put on a crying face and, you know, like, weep. And, I just was able to really, really get into it. And yeah, you know, there's kind of a lesson there too. It's when people are showing emotion, typically they're not trying to show that emotion. They're trying to suppress that emotion. And as actors, we kind of see something like that and say, okay, I want to show that I am, you know, if I'm angry, I'm going to yell. If I'm sad, I'm going to pout. If I'm weeping, I'm going to wail. And in real life, that's just not the way it is. You know, we really try to suppress those feelings. And so to have that kind of undercurrent of trying to hold in this weep, it's a different beast. And I had a blast doing it. Thank you, everyone that came out. You know, it's not an easy play to see. It kind of, you get a couple chuckles here and there, and you also maybe you know well up a little bit if we did it right. So had a blast. Had a lot of fun doing that. Was. 2 days ago, I was on a podcast, which is called The Reading Sound. It's a live stream podcast hosted by Daniel Hill. And Daniel was John Merrick, Joseph Merrick, and completely immersed himself in the character. It was truly amazing. You know, it was David Bowie-esque, and it was just so good. I had a blast. And so if you'd like to hear more about that, go check out his podcast. I'll link it in the show notes here. But yeah, it's cool, man. In another play right now, it's called Baskerville. It's a Sherlock Holmes mystery. This is a British farce. So it's over the top and ridiculous and fun and funny. We have some truly talented people in this one. Mike Spence, a local actor here, is my Watson. I am Sherlock Holmes. There are three characters. So there's five of us total. Three of them play like 50 different characters, 60 different characters. Very fast paced. I do not envy them. I've done a few plays like that. I did the complete works of Shakespeare abridged, and I did every Christmas story ever told and then some. And those are just so fast paced. You're just flying, you know, into a character, ripping off costumes, getting costumes thrown at you to put on real quick. Yeah. So, yeah, it's super, super great. Super great. It's so much fun. Jocelyn Carter, Nick Brown, Danny Lindberg is, they're the three that are going to be running around and, you know, the audiences are going to lose their heads. So, excuse me. Yeah. So doing that, rehearsing that, the other reason why I was not, podcasting myself was because I was producing, my first client podcast called The Leader's Playground. It's a great podcast for, anyone that is trying to do something, on their own, you know, like whether it's creative, whether you're running a business, whether you're trying to, push through the doldrums of day-to-day existence. It's a great podcast that gives you like actionable strategies to implement. And, I'm super proud of it. It's hosted by Dr. Irene Salter. She's a neuroscientist, so she knows the brain and she knows what's going on when you're trying to pursue creativity, and the blocks that we all encounter along our chosen path. Super cool. I'm super proud. We have four episodes out as of April 1st. So the first three are out right now. The fourth one will be out on April 1st. So that's going to be on a continual basis. So I will be editing and producing that podcast for the foreseeable future. But I did not want it to bogart my own podcasting. And so I decided to jump on today and give you guys a little, you know, a little updates. Also, you know, some updates on the movie, The Dresden Sun, which, yeah, remember that? We made a movie up here with Christina Ricci, Mina Suvari, Stephen Ogg, Linus Roach, Lee McCloskey, and a bunch of other people. And we made a really kick-ass film that's been in post-production now for a year and a half. It is a beast of a film. And for all you indie filmmakers out there, you know how it is when you try to do a project on your own and it kind of, you know, the snowball builds and builds and builds. And then at a certain point you hit the maximum snowball size and you really get a scope of what it is that you created. And we discovered what we created a couple months ago, where we were like, okay, this thing is much bigger than we ever anticipated it to be. And it's not a bad thing. What's beautiful is, you know, we don't have anyone breathing down our neck to get this out. We are taking this thing as seriously as we can, and realize that we get one chance to get this thing out into the world. And we get one chance to show that we are capable of doing big, big films. And that's our goal, is to use this opportunity that we had to create something really, really cool, the Dresden Sun, and continue making projects. So we are, I would say, about 75% done with our post-production. You know, that number is subject to change as we go, you know, but we're making extreme progress. This thing is by far the biggest project I've ever even been in close proximity to. And my production team, my producer, Michael Ryan, director, is working on this thing every single day, and has been for a year, for, you know, now years, since we filmed in 22. So, you know, it is getting done. It's very, very exciting. I've seen a lot of the special effects that we've put into the film, and it's looking really, really good. So, you know, we were talking, there's a movie that came out in 2006 called Beowulf with Ray Winstone. And, that movie had like 1300 special effects shots. They had $100 million budget. And, our film has 1500 special effects shots. And we've got a very, very small team and a very, very small budget. So, you know, we want it good. We want it great. And that takes time if you don't have money. So you can't have all three at the same time, you know, unless you have a lot of money. So if you have a lot of money, you can get it good and you can get it fast. But when you don't have a lot of money, you're going to take some time, but you're going to get it good. So that's what we're after. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we're at, you know, just chipping away at that. I've got some fun projects in the pipeline that are going to impact the film culture in Redding, in Northern California, that I will come out with relatively soon. And you know, ultimately, I just wanted to jump back on here and get something out. You know, I'm a big believer in momentum. And sometimes when you get into these lulls of creative stagnation, it's good to just throw something at the wall. And right now, that is this podcast episode. And I just want to, you know, not let myself slip into my analysis paralysis of, you know, I don't have anything to talk about. I don't know. I don't have any interviews lined up, you know, and you know, I'm just not going to do it. And I've done that for so long. And so, you know, this is for my creative friends, that if you're also feeling that way, where you're just kind of like, I don't have the resources, I don't have this or that to do the thing that I want to do, then you need to do something that's close. And you need to move. That's kind of the lesson, is that, you know, today I was sitting here and I was just like, I don't have anything to talk about. I pressed record on my mixer and it probably sat there for about 30 minutes, just picking up me going, what am I going to talk about? Like, what am I doing? And I decided, you know what, I'm just going to throw some stuff at the wall. And, you know, you never know what happens when you do that. But what it does is that it creates a bit of momentum. You know, I was feeling overwhelmed. I have to learn lines for the new play, and for whatever reason, it's more difficult this play than most that I've had in the past. And so I knew that I needed to just do this right now. This is what I need to do right now, is talk to y'all. And then I'm going to feel good about being able to sit there and focus on my words, focus on my lines. I've got another podcast episode to edit for Leaders Playground. And so I kind of started chipping away at that yesterday, and I want to make some progress on that before rehearsal tonight. And I knew that if I just got on here, did this with, you know, it doesn't take much effort to start building momentum. You know, obviously I'm not putting a whole lot of effort into this, but I am trying to, you know, do my best with what I've got right now. And so, if you're out there feeling that same way, I'd encourage you to just kind of throw something at the wall and don't see it as a failure. See it as building momentum. And so, so that you can then clear your head of that thing so that you can move forward into what you really need to be doing. I don't know if that's clear, but it makes a lot of sense to me. So, So that's what I'm up to, guys. I've been playing a little bit of drums, trying to get back in that little bit, just trying to fill my life with creativity and movement. Been working out a lot, since September of last year. I'm down 60 pounds. Feeling good about that, man. Feeling really good about that. Eating good. Chickens are laying eggs, so I've been eating eggs, God, every day. The goose is laying eggs, and they're gigantic. They're just huge eggs. They're a little bit smaller than an emu, which is a little bit smaller than an ostrich. So one goose egg is like 3 chicken eggs. So the ducks are laying eggs. Those eggs are amazing. Those are probably like 1.5 chicken eggs. That's been really amazing. But dreading summer. If you're up in Reading listening to this, our summers get to be 115, 110, over, let's just say, in the triple digits for weeks and weeks on end. But right now it's like 59 degrees out. So I felt really good about that. And I know summertime, I tend to kind of dip into a little bit of a lull because the heat really affects me. I don't like feeling that, just stifling heat, dry heat. But I'm hoping to spend a lot of time out on the lakes and, taking in as much cool water as possible. But I hope you guys are doing good. Drop me a line if you want. I've been reading a lot of scripts. Got a couple scripts that I'm looking at, trying to get some producers attached to, and I'm really excited about that. Actually, there's some really good stuff, guys. There's some really good indie movies that are not made, And the job of a producer, my job as head of production at Archetype Pictures, is to find projects and then put those pieces together. So typically the number one piece that is the most sought after is money, right? And so trying to track down funds to make movies. So I've been putting together some of those pieces. I read a couple scripts that I'm willing to, attach AP to, so that we can, knock on some doors and see if we can get something going. So I'm really excited about that. And a couple that I think would be perfect to be filmed in Reading. Yeah. So I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. This is a short one, sweet, but again, momentum. You just got to do something. Just keep moving forward. Don't let those doldrums bring you down. And you are capable and you are able to do creative things. You are capable. So that's the most important thing. I am capable. You are capable. And let's go out and live our passions, live our dreams. You know what passion is? Real quick. Passion is the suffering in pursuit of a goal. That's what passion is. So, you know, we have to have passion in order to achieve goals. You will never achieve a goal without feeling that you are walking through the pits of hell. And so, I kind of frame my pursuits with that in mind, that it's going to be hard and that's okay. And it's all good. All right, guys, I'll check you on the next one. I hope I have a huge update on some gigantic project that I'm working on in the next one. And, you know, I'm going to give you guys some more updates on how we're doing in Baskerville, because I like that. I like giving you guys some updates on that stuff. So, again, here I am saying that I'm going to update you on a project, a play that I'm in. And, yeah, so I will. I promise I will. I will. At least once before we open. Which we open in 2 weeks. So, all right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. Peace.